Snap Studios.
Snap Judgment is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Snap Judgment. Classic. Ooh, snappers have been waiting on this one. Have we got a treat for you? It features a real forest. And it features a real guide. At least that much is real. Snap Judgment.
Can you tell me what you ate for breakfast?
I had 4 raw eggs and 5 flapjacks with some espresso with a shot of whiskey in it.
You're one of the most disgusting people I know.
That's what I had for breakfast.
What's your name?
Ben Becker.
Tell me just something about yourself.
I'm 29. And living in Boulder, Colorado for going on my 3rd year and trying to train to withstand anything. This is a weird story. You ready?
Yeah. How true is this? Scale 1 to 10.
Scale of 1 to 10, 8.
Okay.
All right. I was living in Pumpkin Town, South Carolina. Real place. And the flea market every Wednesday that everybody called the Jockey Lot. You could buy assault rifles there. I was living in a cabin with the dirtiest hound dog you have ever seen. And I was running this guiding outfitter. And, a really good friend of mine, Brett, he lived in Pumpkin Town too. But he ran an outfitter store, you know, sold camping supplies, stuff like that. And it wasn't doing too good because of the recession. One time I'm hanging out there in the store and I get this call from my lead guide and he says, "Hey man, we're having trouble with this kid. Can you come out tonight and talk to him? I might have to kick this kid off the course." And I'd kick kids off courses and, you know, always done like the right soft skills talk to them. But I was just kind of burnt out. So Brett's like, "Let me come with you." And I go, "All right." And he goes, "I got an idea." We get in my work truck. And before we go, he goes into his trash can and throws this bag in the back of the truck. And I go, "What's that?" He goes, "Don't worry about it." We run over to his house and we cut out a perfect replica of, you know, whatever, Bigfoot. We cut out a Sasquatch foot. It was big. It was about 3 feet. No, not 3 feet. Probably 2.5. 2.5 feet long. It was big.
It's a big Sasquatch.
Yeah, it was big.
By Sasquatch standards.
So we drive out to up the mountain, and then we drive 9 miles in the motorboat out to where they're camped. And we get out there. It's pretty late, and all the kids are asleep, but my staff's still up. And he was like, "Man, this kid's just been giving me a hard time." He goes into the story, and I go, "Don't worry about it. We got an idea." And so we take the feet, and we make these marks all around the kid's tent. And then Brett gets the bag that he threw in the truck, and it's filled with dog ish. And he pours it out right by where the kid's head is on the outside of the tent. And then we camped out. And in the morning, we wake up and we're out there. And the kid is awake. And he's not freaking out. Like, I thought he'd be freaking out. Instead, he has this look on his face of, like, sheer awe. He's telling us all these statistics about Sasquatch. And he's like,
"Oh, my God. Size of this foot. I wish I had some plaster of Paris. I could make a mold because this is definitely an alpha species. This is definitely alpha. I've never seen it this big. Oh my God, I'm freaking out."
And he's like, for the rest of the trip, he's just geeking out on the Sasquatch.
"They've never been seen this far south. Oh my God."
So for every trip, they take pictures and then they do this big picture DVD. At the end of the trip, we're in our pavilion at the base camp. We're showing it, and then the Sasquatch feet show up, and the kids freaking out, and the poop and everything. And I look at the kid's dad and he starts geeking out too. And they're just like talking to each other like these little bees. They're just like,
blah, blah, blah.
His dad goes,
"Can you give me a topographical sighting of where this is? I need longitude, latitude, I need GPS coordinates. And I also need a place to get gear."
And I get this call from Brett later that night. He goes,
"Did you send some guy here to me for the Bigfoot thing?" "Yeah, it's the kid's dad. The guy spent $1,200 on gear. He bought GPS systems. He bought the most powerful scope I have.
And I was like, well, great sale. Awesome. Cool. I come over for dinner. He takes me back down into his shop, and he has all these pelts and skins out in his wife's, Susanna's, sewing machine with this huge needle on it. And he goes,
we're making a Bigfoot costume.
He goes,
you, me, and Susanna know about this. No one else.
So she helps us out because she's actually quite the seamstress. And we make this thing, and it took us about 8 hours all night. Tons of coffee. It had cigar burns on it. It had tobacco juice on it. It was disgusting. And it was tailor-made to me. Up close, it was pretty bad.
Like, how so? Like, what was it?
You just saw the seams and, like, the different colors, the different pelts, because it was, like, made of four different animals. It was, like, black bear, deer, elk, and something, like, rodents, like rabbits and shit. And if you saw me from 30 yards away in the shadows, it was Bigfoot. Let's check it out. And so, the next morning, we get up real early and, you know, we eat breakfast, and he's like, let's try it out. So we go to this place called Twin Falls, and it's a beautiful place. But the coolest thing about it is you can access the top. It's about 60 feet tall, 70 feet tall. You can access the top, and everybody else is down below. So I get up there early in the morning, and I get to the top of the falls, and I kind of stand up, and I look over, and it takes about 2 minutes, and then someone screams, and they go, and I make this, like, surprise motion, and I go like this. I was like, and then I vanish. And then Brett picks me up down the road on an access trail. Then we do, like, two or three more that morning, like, on different trails.
Oh my God. It's
Can I interrupt you here?
Yeah.
Did you ever worry about getting shot?
We'll get to that. So we know a couple other trails where people go in early in the morning, and I do a Bigfoot drive, like run by, just like, you know, just run by, and I'm gone. And we put some tracks out, and then we go hang out at a shop, and some people, there's some words going around, like people are talking. And so Brett's like, yeah, I saw him last week here. And he has this new map up with some dots, and he gets some blurry pictures of me from like his backyard and stuff like that. And we put them up. So a couple weeks go by, and he's making some big sales. And he even takes a group of family out to go for a Bigfoot sighting, and I do a thing.
They're a con artist.
Totally. This whole thing's going down, and our friend Curtis, who lives on top of this mountain with the most untrained dog in the world named Motley Crue John Bon Jovi, it dug holes everywhere. It peed inside. It was a disgusting dog. Curtis comes in once he hears about it, and he's freaking out. He's like,
oh my God, Bigfoot.
And Curtis lived off of cigarettes, Red Bull, ice cream, and homemade things he made. After about 2 weeks, he comes in one day with this big box of jars, mason jars, with this liquid inside, and he goes,
check it out. I'm going to make some money on this Sasquatch thing, too.
And he puts it down on Brett's thing, and he goes,
can I sell this here?
And pulls out one of the jars, and it looks like a milky orange paste with chunks in it. It tasted like if you boiled up milkweed and put chili peppers and mashed carrots. Was pretty much how it tasted. It wasn't that good.
It's Quatch sauce. It's Sasquatch split up and flipped. Quatch sauce. Sasquatch. It's hot sauce made from real Sasquatch juice.
Quatch
sauce. And no one bought the Well, it started to get really crowded out there, and I thought, you know what, maybe I'll do like just a couple more and then it'll be over, because I was afraid someone was going to put a bear trap out. And so I go to the Twin Falls one last time, the place to see Bigfoot, early in the morning. and it's like misty and it's beautiful and the waterfall's going and I'm at the top and I splash in and there's a bunch of people down there with scopes and lights and I look over and
it's Bigfoot!
And I go and I start backing up and I'm backing up and then I hear it behind me, the shotgun. And I turn and there's Curtis staring me down with a shotgun.
Oh my God, Bigfoot.
And it's early morning, bad lighting, and he's like about 15 yards away. And he goes,
I'm gonna kill you, son of a bitch.
And right before he fired, out of nowhere, Motley Crue Jon Bon Jovi comes out of the woods. In the air,
no,
gets me by the head like full force, this 80-pound dog, and wrestles me to the ground and starts pulling on the top of the mask. And I'm like, damn it, get this dog off me, Curtis. Motley Crue Jon Bon Jovi like rips it off. It comes off. Curtis still has his gun pointed at me, and I see this look on his face, and it's just sheer disappointment. it's just really let down. This is how he looks. And he goes,
it was you all the time. That's pretty smart. Brett's been making a lot of money.
And then he kind of helps me up. I look down. Motley Crue Jon Bon Jovi's tearing my mask to shreds. And we hear like all this hubbub down below. And he helps me out of my Bigfoot suit. And we wad it up and put it in my backpack. And we start getting out of the way before anybody can hike up there. And he's like got his arm off my shoulder. And he's just chuckling. He's like,
son of a, I almost shot you, man. The other was good looking suit.
There's no more Bigfoot sightings, but the maps are still there, and you know, every once in a while they get together after hours and drink beers and talk about the time they saw Sasquatch. And Curtis, he knows, but he tells this story about how he had me in his sights. Like, he tells it, Motley Crue got me, and I like kicked his dog real hard with my Bigfoot and ran off. And he's like,
I had a shot, but then my damn dog got away, and I would have been millionaire.
Now, I can absolutely verify that Pumpkin Town is a real place. Everything else, I wouldn't cite it in a term paper. This story originally aired on the Here Be Monsters podcast. It's amazing. Hosted by Jeff Ittman. And he has a brand new season out.
Snap judgment. Classic.